Hello, hello. Listen up, all my Joey pals. If you win the Joey English Red Hot Treasure Chest in Home and Services, Kids and Pets, or Shows and Tours, we'll see you at our beautiful studio, downtown Palm Springs, and you'll have a chance to win passes for two up and, because we love you, down the Palm Springs Aerial Tram, pstramway.com, 325-1391. You have a choice of a day trip for two or a deposit on an international tour worth up to $200 from Steve at act-tours.com, 322-1247. A $95 90-minute psychic reading from Lalo Tachikin, lalovisions.com, 401-1810. And you'll have a chance to spin the Extreme Home Makeover Joey Edition wheel, and one of you will win. New to the wheel, CV Fogg has a $500 gift certificate from Mark to sanitize and disinfect your entire house or office. Get rid of all viruses, bacteria, germs, and pathogens. Safe for adults, children, seniors, and pets. It lasts 45 to 60 days. CV-fog.com or 799-6361.
Hello, hello, Joey pals. This is Mark from CV Fog. You'll enjoy your home or office so much more after I sanitize and disinfect every inch of the whole space for you and your family and clients.
Desert Dream Dentistry and Spa has a $500 gift certificate for a free teeth whitening from internationally known dentist, educator, and innovator, Dr. Keanu Shaw. DesertDreamDentistry.com or 219-7487.
Hello, Joey pals. This is Dr. Keanu Shaw. Come see me for a smile that will make the whole world smile with you.
Dr. Shaw is offering a Valentine's special in-office teeth whitening for only $325 or custom teeth whitening trays for only $400 for the entire month of February. A $1,500 security system from Steve at MaximumSecurity.info, 770-0777. A $500 Revivals gift certificate, where everything you buy benefits DAPHealth.org. RevivalsStores.com, 318-6491. New to the wheel, a $500 gift certificate from Oliver, family-owned Squared Construction. You can use it toward a project for your home or office, new or updated construction, 808-7550. Or go to Squared Construction, that's C-O-N-S-T, squaredconstruction.com.
Hi, Joey Pals, this is Oliver Torres. Let my family at Squared Construction take care of all the building needs for you and your family.
And after you have become a satisfied customer of Squared Construction, such as Luann Bowie of Palm Springs, then you are eligible for a one-time referral fee of $500. New to the wheel, a $500 gift certificate for paralegal services from Gary Whitehead and Associates. Gary's prices are a fraction of what you would pay for legal fees and are completely legitimate. Save money on small claims court, evictions, uncontested divorces, wills, bankruptcies, and so much more. SanDiegoParalegal.net and 858-705-9270.
And then there's always cash, cash, cash. So whatever you do, don't miss a minute of the Joey English Show.
What happens in the Coachella Valley happens to be talked about here. That's why they call her the voice of the desert. Sit back, relax, and make sure you're wearing red and eating chocolate. Because this, friends, is the Joey English Show.
Oh, Joey.
from her Tockwitz Loft studio with a bird's eye view of beautiful downtown Palm Springs. Here's Miss Joey English.
Good morning, Palm Springs. Happy Saturday, February 20th. Welcome to the Joey English Show. Welcome to 920 AM and 99.1 FM. Then please add 1340 AM along with 92.3 FM, because on all four of those spots on your radio dial, you can hear the Joey English Daily Datebook 5 days a week. Four stations, 12 times a day. And then the KGX mobile app is free. You can hear our show in real time. After we're through, Charlie Dyer posts everything to my website and our Facebook page. And I hope some of you heard yesterday, Friday, the Joey Factor on the old KWXY, 1340 AM, 92.3 FM. And we talked about everybody who's here today. And that's why you're here. So, sit back, relax. I will drive and we start off as we always do. Because if you're hungry...
Excuse me? You know, girls, we really got to eat. And you know we should eat right. If life will get you 10, then I'm gonna feed myself right tonight. Sip it and get, sip it and get, sip it and get,
are you ready to whet your appetite? Time now for the Joey English Show, Restaurant of the Week.
This time we're going to talk about JT's Diner. So we welcome back to our microphones one of your favorites, Todd Flood.
Morning, Joey.
Okay, tell me first of all where JT's Diner is. I love it there.
JT's is on Cook Street. We're across the street from the University Extension, the San Bernardino Extension. We are between Frank Sinatra and Gerald Ford.
Now, I love that place. We've been, Jim and I have been in there. The decor is fabulous. Of course, you can't sit inside now. But tell us where I can sit, what I can eat, what are your days, your hours? You know, I retain only water. I don't remember.
So we are, of course, doing the outdoor dining. It is kind of a challenge because we have kind of a narrow pathway. But we are able to put about 8 tables outside, and we're filling them up. They're doing okay. Hopefully we are right around the corner from opening.
Now, can you, you know, the parking lot there, there's the part of the patio that's on the street, but there's a big parking lot there. Where are the tables?
So we're on the sidewalk wrapped around the building. And the... shady side of the building fills up first, of course, during the sunny days. And then we have some large umbrellas kind of to help with people because that side does get a lot of sun first thing in the morning. So it gets hot.
Now, refresh my memory. I used to go there all the time for breakfast. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, cocktails, what?
So breakfast, lunch, dinner, wine, and beer.
Okay.
Hopefully, once things get rolling, we'll extend to dinner. So I really wanted to do dinner.
You mean no dinner now?
We've never done dinner. I shouldn't say that. We did do dinner in the beginning, and I think we were a little early on it for a diner. So just as the whole coronavirus thing started, I was thinking, okay, maybe it's time to pull the plug, and we'll move to doing dinners and talk to chef about what that would look like. We talked about maybe doing a prime rib night, that type of thing. And so that didn't really pan out because everything kind of came to a screeching halt. And so we're rethinking that now. So hopefully when we get reopened and things get moving, we'll open up again and kind of extend the hours to maybe 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock at night.
Why do you call it a diner? What makes it a diner?
I think it had that feel when I walked into it for the first time. I looked around and went, it's kind of like an old 50s diner.
You mean because it had all the when I was a little girl growing up in Lathrop, California, near Stockton, my mother, the Southern lady, said, "Nice girls do not sit at the counter." And my daddy, when he had visitation rights, that explains a lot, doesn't it? We'd go down to the diner, and he'd let me sit on a stool and have a strawberry milkshake, and I never told my mother. So see, when you say diner to me, I think, oh no, my mother's going to hear it in heaven. So describe, does it have bar stools? I can't.
Oh yeah, it's got a big counter that wraps around the entire kitchen.
It
has that diner feel. I mean, the lamps in it have that diner feel. Everything in it kind of has that diner feel. And I've kind of moved that direction with some of the stuff that I've put in there to decorate the store with. And the menu kind of has that diner design to it. It's, it's good old-fashioned breakfast and lunch.
When we used to go to diners and they had the big Coca-Cola clocks on the wall and a gas pump.
Right. Yeah, so I'm looking at doing some of those things with Pepsi. I've actually moved to Pepsi recently. And so we're trying to pick up some of the nostalgic type signage from them. And then I have some of the old tin signage actually for sale in the store. I decided that, we do some retail type things. So I'm actually bringing in cotton candy and the old fashioned sodas and that kind of thing to sell once we get back open. Got to have people who can walk through the store. And, right now we're strictly dine out.
Now tell me about the food. Is it diner food? What constitutes that?
So, yeah, steak and eggs, of course, the, hash brown corned beef hash, country style potatoes.
Chicken fried steak,
meatloaf, all sorts of just, down home cooking.
Do you have most, I remember eating the best omelet I've ever had in my life there. You're also kind of famous for breakfast.
Yeah, I think we have probably the best pancakes in the valley.
What makes them the best pancakes in the valley?
I think it's just the love that you put into it.
Good answer. Are they fluffy? Are they crepe-like? What?
No, they're fluffy. We use a product in our pancakes that I found up in Los Angeles. And
what?
Yeah, it's a
product in your pancake.
It's a mix. And I think it's probably the best mix out there. And chef is an expert at the griddle. And he's an old Mimi's chef. And so he knows what he's doing back there. And he cooks things to perfection.
Wow, and I never eat pancakes. Do you make buckwheat pancakes?
We do. Yeah.
Nobody in the world makes buckwheat pancakes anymore.
With apples. And, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. I forgot what I was going to say. This sounds wonderful. Now, all the times you've been so involved in the restaurant community here in the Coachella Valley, you've got Maracas Palm Springs, Maracas Rancho Mirage, your partner Jack has Slice, and then you guys, JT stands for...
It stands for Jack and Todd's, which was the original duo, but there is a partner in that that's not, unfortunately, not in the name, which is Barbara. And
JTBs, BTJs, BJTs. I like that, BJTs.
It should just be BTs now, because Jack's no longer in it.
Okay, tell me about all your involvement. You were so involved in charities and... What's it called? Great Plates?
Yes, Great Plates, which is the savior of the restaurant industry.
But where is that now? What's going on? In what town? And I just got a notice that it's been extended somewhere.
So, yes, Rancho Mirage has kept it going, and which, you know, I'm out making the deliveries too. Yeah, I go out. It's so rewarding.
That's funny. You and Dan Gore from Oscars. I say when you order takeout, you may get the owner, the good-looking guys knocking on your door.
I love going out there because yes. people are they. You know, some of these people don't get out of their house, and they just want to talk to somebody, and their life experiences are interesting, and so it's fun. I enjoy going out there. It's saving these. A lot of these folks would have to go out to get meals, and they're immune compromised. That's the whole point of the thing, is that if you have an immune issue, where going out in public is risky, this is a way for them to. Stay home, get a restaurant-style meal delivered to their house.
Do you charge a delivery fee? How does that work?
No, the state, federal government, FEMA, and thanks to Jessica, over at the Rancho Mirage offices, have taken this thing on, and it works. And, it's paid for, so people are getting,
Tell everybody what it is.
As far as meals, what we're delivering is breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They have to be, the food groups. So, you have to include a fruit with breakfast and that kind of thing. We're trying to hit all the food groups and make them nutritional. People seem to really enjoy what we're bringing. We're bringing a little bit of Italian from the slice, and Maracas does a menu. We pair up with another restaurant. Right now we're paired up with the Country Club Cafe, and they provide us either breakfast or a lunch, and we bag it up, and they get two sets of meals every other day.
And who is the recipient of these?
So these would be, again, it's not income qualified. So anywhere, it's basically based on necessity. And the necessity qualification really is that you're trying to stay out of public. Immune compromised people.
Yes. Bless your heart. Now, do you also deliver from JT's?
No, unfortunately, I didn't get in on that. I really wanted to. Financially, I wasn't prepared to do it. When I finally got the loan from the federal government, I was late getting into the program, and JT's didn't make the cut.
Now, if you know where I live 2 minutes from Maracas, downtown Palm Springs. How far do you deliver from, I'm thinking those buckwheat pancakes at JT's?
Not that far.
Not that far. I'm going to have to get in my car and go out there.
I just don't think they'd be that good either. Pancakes don't hold up well.
I'll sit outside and eat them.
There you go. You have to eat them when they're hot and fresh.
Oh, yes. Yeah. What kind of syrup?
Real maple syrup.
Oh, you're killing me.
So, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
So we have I can't even think what I have, whether I have log cabin. I have log cabin, just the traditional syrup, or we have the real maple syrup.
So. Okay. Let's go, Joey Pals. JT's Diner, the phone number for takeout, and if you live in that area, delivery is?
Is 760-674-7600.
Good for you. Is there a website?
There is a website. It's jtsdinerpalmdesert.com.
It's JTS, JT's Diner Palm Desert. You write it out, Palm Desert, or put PD?
Palm Desert.
Okay. JTS, palmdesert.com. Congratulations. Keep us updated. I'm going to think pancakes all day. Bless your heart. Todd Flood, thank you.
Thank you so much, Joey.